Hey, it's early, but what are your college football overreactions? 248-539-9797. You think it might be true. Even though it's only been one game, you think it might be true. And look, you know, we always talk about the dangers of short-term results, long-term conclusions, but we're licensing it today. What do you got as something in college football you think it might be true based upon week one results? Also got that Lions question out there that people are voting on and commenting on our Twitter page, at DunGator971. As opposed to a year ago, do you feel better? You feel the same? You feel worse about the Detroit Lions' chances to win a Super Bowl? 248-539-9797. Jim and Royal Oak says, I never feel good about the Lions at the beginning of the season. I always think the winning is an illusion. I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm 57 years old, so same old Lions is ingrained in my DNA at this point. I don't know what it's going to take to get over it. So, Jim, I mean, as we like to say, fans are entitled to feel any way they want. I think so many things that were basically in the made them the same old Lions have kind of died the last few years. But I guess if you think they're going to be the same old Lions until they win the Super Bowl, then so be it. But like, they don't get in their own way. There's not off the field distractions like there used to be. They play smart. The rules, new rules aren't being defined at the Lions' expense, which felt like was a, was a regular thing.
That was
happened.
A yearly thing, yeah.
John Morton came into Sean Payton's system. John Morton came from Sean Payton's system. Dan Campbell runs a Sean Payton-inspired system. It's not like he's coming from a triple-option offense. It's from an unnamed texter.
Well, no, and John Morton was with the Lions when Dan Campbell came up.
From an unnamed texter, if they would have picked up another stud defensive end, I think I would be 80% feeling better about it. Sorry, that's from Jeff and Grosseal. From an unnamed texter, Lions aren't getting to the Super Bowl. I'm guessing 7-10 or 8-9. You think the Lions are going to go 7-10 or 8-9, huh? Green Bay got way better, and I already had them winning the division. I actually think the Lions wound up third in the division. Offensive line and losing Johnson will be rough, and I believe Goff will regress big time. Okay. Would you bet that in Vegas? If the over-under on the Lions wins were 8.5, you would take the under. If you really would do that.
Then go do it because
you'll get odds.
Because it's like 10.5 right now, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll get odds at 8.5. If you want to take the Lions under 8.5 wins, go big, my friend. Brandon Hazel Park, I feel the same. I don't think we have a chance to win it. No pass rush means no shot at the Super Bowl. Once you fix the pass rush, we've got a great shot at it. When Brad sits on his hands saying we like our guys, that gives me zero confidence. You don't think the Lions have any pass rush?
I think people forget how good it was for the first 5 weeks of the season until 4.5 weeks until Hutch got hurt at Dallas.
I've been actually efforting, and then we move on, to find where the Lions ranked in sacks when after 5 weeks and what their pressure win rate was and how many TFLs they had. Because there's this common belief that may or may not be true that Aiden Hutchinson was trending towards being defensive player of the year. When you have that, I find it very difficult to accept that you're basing this on a premise that the Lions have no pass rush. If your premise is that the Lions have no pass rush, then I don't know that we can have a conversation beyond that about the Lions. Now, if Hutch gets hurt again, which could happen,
then you might be able to say that.
And if you can pick one player on every team, you can probably pick a few on a bunch of teams, that if they get hurt, their team is screwed. Hutch is one of those guys. And yet he got hurt last year and they still went 15-2. I don't know. I think it's just a flawed premise.
I agree with that. I think it comes in because of the Parsons trade. I'm sure that's a big part of it. The Packers last year were eighth in the NFL in sacks with 45. They just added Micah Parsons,
mm-hmm.
Who played with the Cowboys. Cowboys were third in the league last year with 52. So I think it's safe to say you would expect the Packers to be a top five team overall, maybe even a top three team overall in quarterback sacks this year. And because Lions fans think that the biggest hole on a team is defensive end, opposite of Hutch, that's what they're going to think. But they forget how effective Aiden Hutchinson was.
Do you have the team sack leaders in front of you?
Yes.
Who was number one last year?
Denver was 63. They were far and away the best team in the league in rushing the quarterback with 63 sacks.
Okay. And they made the playoffs and got bounced early, right?
I believe so.
Who is two?
Baltimore with 54.
Okay. I mean, it was a good team. Good team. Didn't make the Super Bowl. Next?
Dallas, 52.
Didn't make the playoffs.
Nope.
Next?
Houston, 49.
Made the playoffs, won their division. Did they win a playoff game? I gotta bring up the bracket.
They played Jacksonville or something?
NFL playoff, no. I mean, we know they didn't make a deep run.
No.
They beat the Chargers, lost to the Chiefs in the second round.
Vikings were next. They were tied with Houston with 49 sacks.
Good regular season, lost in the first round.
Chargers were next with 46.
Made the playoffs, got bounced in the first round.
Tampa Bay tied with them with 46.
Tampa Bay won the division and lost in the first round.
And then you get to Green Bay.
Okay, and Green Bay made the playoffs, lost in the first round. So, like, got it. You want to have a great pass rush. Is it a straight line between the teams with the best sack of quarterback the most and the Super Bowl?
No, who won the Super Bowl?
Philly.
Philadelphia, about halfway through the list at 41 sacks, four more than the Lions.
But
Buffalo, further down the list with 39. Kansas City, tied with Buffalo with 39 sacks. The Rams, 38 sacks. The Lions had 37 sacks.
Without Aiden Hutchinson for most of the year.
Exactly.
So my man says you can't win the Super Bowl without a pass rush. We just proved that it without a pass rush. I mean, none of the top teams won the Super Bowl. Top teams in sacks. Now, there's other things, other metrics of pass rush, to be fair. You know, pressure rate, pressures lead to turnovers and lead to incompletions. But it and QB hits and things of that nature. But if the premise is the Lions don't have a pass rush, can we have a conversation with a healthy Hutch? I don't think I can have a conversation beyond that. Green Bay going and getting Parsons shows there are franchises that have championships as a top priority and teams that have sustainability and selling tickets as a top priority.
There you go. You like that one?
Okay.
How do you make that trade if you're the Lions? What do you got to offer to Dallas to make that trade happen? And because that's not even the big thing. The big thing is how do you sign him to a $47 million a year contract? How are you able to do that?
Given the financial, the money is wrapped up it already or going to be wrapped up.
While you're ready to re-sign Hutchinson.
So selling tickets is never the Lions' problems. Even when they were bad, they were selling tickets. So if you think that motivates them to make moves, that's absurd. Two is this L4, L5 sprain story might need an epidural. I'm telling you, this is, as we like to say, something to monitor. Do you think that maybe there was a hesitation on Dallas's part now knowing this? Is it possible that Dallas had some concerns? Is it possible? Something to monitor. I don't know. I just know this. If we traded for him to come here and got this news, it would bother me. Okay? Could be nothing. Might be nothing.
Because he did participate in practice, right?
Yeah, he was. The video that showed, I don't know if he did more than that. The video that showed was, you know, a guy running around out there.
Hitting the sled or whatever.
Yeah, but it wasn't like it was full padded practice.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't know if you're going to be hitting a sled. If you have a back issue, it's going to keep you out of the game on Sunday.
My overreaction is that Aiden Childs and Jonathan Smith don't finish the season in East Lansing. They struggled to beat Western. Childs has never looked good. As a lifelong Spartan, I'm so upset that they hitched their wagon to these grifters.
Where was the struggle?
Yeah.
Did you see a struggle?
No.
Did Western threaten to score at all offensively?
Well, no, but he says he's complaining about the offense and the quarterback. But
okay. Well, they scored 21 points in the first half. they ran the ball quite effectively. They had a running back go for over 100.
I thought they looked buttoned up. I thought they looked solid. I mean, I don't think it was.
Do you think they unloaded the playbook in that game?
No.
Like they did. Like Nick Marsh was kind of an afterthought in that game. I think he's going to be the focal point pretty soon.
Well, I mean, like you said, these are overreactions, and he's saying it's an overreaction. Overreaction. Okay. It's his overreaction, but he thinks it might be true.
I don't need to push back too hard.
It's early, but my overreaction is Matt Patricia is not actually a good defensive coordinator. All the people/broadcasters slobbering over him just need to give it time.
You're right. Oh, wait a minute. How many points did Texas score?
He scored 7, but your overreaction is that Arch Manning sucks. Right. Yeah.
I don't really think he sucks.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.